Hello, my name is Ulrich Schwiegerath. I'm going to give a presentation about centralizing Elasticsearch. This project has actually been presented within the site reports in the last two HAPIX meetings. It was started last year in January. And I think it's time to give you a more detailed view of what we're actually doing here and trying to achieve. So I will start with the project goals and the challenges, come to the implementation and the service status, say a bit about access control, which we are currently implementing and deploying, and give a short summary. About the project goals, the situation about a year ago was that there was a lot of interest in Elasticsearch, and the policy was that when you wanted to use it, you basically had to ask for machines and you were setting up your stuff on your own and managing it on your own. So we had lots of distributed Elasticsearch instances and nobody really had an overview on which status they were, somewhere maybe forgotten or not. And so we started with a survey to gather use cases for the service and then started to try to centralize this. So the aim of the project is to set up a centralized Elasticsearch service, which is a new and a managed service, including security updates and things like that, and support, of course, and consolidate existing clusters, meaning that people should move to this to free those stray resources. There are lots of challenges which we had to face with this. One is the demand for Elasticsearch was way higher than we expected originally. So we had lots of use cases, and also the kind of the use cases are very different. So there are people who have high demands, others just want to try something out. For some it's more indexing activity, for others it's more search, and so on. And not all of these requirements are actually compatible with each other. So what does not work, our first plan was to try to put everybody on a big cluster, and we tried that with two use cases, and we had to give up on this. Because they were just not compatible with each other and they were stepping on the feet of each other. Not to talk about ACLs and people accessing other people's indices and things like that. So there are lots of things that had to be addressed. So for consolidation, what we actually wanted is a centralized management, sharing of resources as much as possible. If you only have a demand for a couple of gigabytes, it doesn't make sense to have many, in particular, physical resources or so deployed. So the idea is to put such things together, if possible. We wanted to use standard hardware, if possible, and make use of virtualization where possible. Expectations from our users are, as I already said, different. There are some with very special requirements. Some have privacy and security requirements. Some have very high demands on performance, others on scalability, these kind of things. Okay. So what we went for at the end is a hybrid model where we share resources where possible and we use dedicated clusters where needed, to phrase it this way. So in particular, if we have very demanding things or use cases which have special requirements, for example, on the networking, like we have a couple of from our Beams department, people who are on a technical network, and these have special requirements which are not compatible with resources, with demands, for example, from the LEC experiments. So they have to go to their dedicated resources. There's another one which was already briefly mentioned. We have one very high demand use case. One is the monitoring, the other one is the security cluster, which was mentioned by Livio. About the monitoring, we'll hear in the next talk a bit. Okay. What we tried first was to put users with similar needs and users who trusted each other on the same cluster, but we still ended up with lots of clusters and lots of independent installations. Okay, so these are the two models which we used. We have for large clusters, we split the different services for Elasticsearch into two different nodes. So we have three master nodes, which only run master services. These are usually very small virtual machines with two cores. We have data nodes, which are bigger, depending on the use case, also virtualized. And then as entry point, we have what we call search nodes. These are essentially just Elasticsearch clients with an Apache front end. For very small use cases, we went for another model, which is like this, where we have three relatively small virtual machines, which run all the services themselves. However, we are trying to phase that out now that we have ACLs in place, which will free all these resources. Okay. Speaking about hardware, we don't have dedicated hardware, as I said, so we have to live with what we have at CERN. In particular, for the service nodes like masters and search nodes, we are using standard virtual machines, basically the same stuff that you can get when you launch your virtual machine at CERN in your personal tenant, which gives quite a bit of flexibility. We can size them as needed. And we have in total 116 of these nodes in production now of different sizes. Also, the search nodes in particular and the masters, they can have different size depending on the use case that we have. And also these previously mentioned combined nodes which run all the services. For larger instances, our current workhorse is running on special hypervisors, which were previously used for a different use case. These are special machines which have an SSD, relatively small SSD disks, which are used within a bcache configuration in front of spinning disks. And this happens all on the hypervisor, so for us it's completely transparent, this setup. Each of them provides about 1.2 terabyte if we put one virtual machine on one of these hypervisors, and about 60 gigabyte of RAM for full nodes. We also have smaller flavors so that we can, for smaller use cases, we can share the resources in a better way. We have in use full and half nodes of this type, in total 100 nodes at the moment. One special use case I want to mention is the security cluster, which has such a high demand on disk space that we can't cover that with this hardware, and for this we're actually using physical hardware, and three disk servers are behind this special use case. It's still a work in progress, this one. So speaking about the service itself, we have basically everything in place that you would expect from a fully-fledged centralized service, like service status monitoring, and a very dedicated or detailed internal service monitoring, which we are using with on our own cluster, more or less. It's fully integrated into our Puppet infrastructure and also the standard monitoring. We have all the support structures in place, so you can open tickets against us and you will get support. We have documentation on two levels, on user documentation and also documentation for service managers, so basically for ourselves and people from our, let's say, section. The ACLs, which I'm going to present, have not yet been included here, but this is this will come in the next weeks. We have automated workflows. Whoever has already tried to run a larger Elasticsearch installation knows that it can be quite tricky. In particular, you have to do a security kernel upgrade, for example. So this is something which is a fairly complex thing. This is fully automated in our case. We are using Rundeck for this, and partly we are using scripts. It's working quite nicely, actually. Index level security is something I'm going to talk about a bit later. And the only thing that is not fully in place yet is accounting. We do have accounting on a per cluster basis, which is fine for dedicated resources. It's not fine for shared resources, and this is something that we still have to do. Okay. Some numbers about the scale of the service. We have, at the moment, 21 Elasticsearch clusters. A cluster is basically an Elasticsearch installation, which is completely independent. All these clusters are they don't see each other. We have firewall rules which are restricting all the nodes to only this thing, and the only entry point is the Apache gateway. These 21 clusters now support 39 different use cases, and each use case, for example, the CMS is a use case or Atlas is a use case, so there can be quite big use cases behind. Others are rather small test cases or people who want to try it out. So that's almost two per cluster. But in fact, we have up to six. We have two clusters which have up to six entry points, and others have only one. And we hope that this ratio is going to, we will be able to raise this ratio a little bit, to meaning consolidating the whole thing a little bit more and share resources. For the versions which we have in use, we started with Elasticsearch 2, and we just consolidated everything to 2.4.1 with the corresponding Kibana version. And for 5, we are in 5.2.1, there's 5.3 just came out, and we will do an upgrade campaign in the not too far future, I guess. Okay. The other thing is that we are trying to move to 5, so we are encouraging our users to test 5 and go to it. So these are the, this is an overview of the cluster sizes, and there I put 2 of these P charts, because there's quite a difference if you look at the storage or if you look at the number of CPUs. So for example, we have 150 terabyte in the security cluster, but if you look at the number of CPUs, it's a relatively small cluster still. Big use cases are our 2 clusters for the monitoring use cases, that is Monit and Timber, and they are both relatively big in CPUs and in size, and they are using these workhorse machines which I was presenting before. A bit of history, we started to record what we're actually using and how much we are using in September last year. And what you can see on the left-hand side is a histogram which shows by day, since we started, the total space that we have in all clusters, which raised, and then there's a plateau because we were actually reaching a limit of what we could do. Then we investigated a bit further, and then we found that we could do better and increase the space on each of the data nodes. So we went to a new schema where we did a flavor change, and this way we doubled the available space. There's a little gap here, which is about 20 terabyte, and that is stuff that we have not yet allocated out. And we are keeping them a bit in the background to remedy clusters which are getting full or so. In terms of the usage is raising, surprise, surprise. And you can see here that there's a relatively big difference between what is actually used and what is available. And this is actually, we can only gain this space by doing consolidation, because there's quite a lot of this space is used in clusters which are underused. So we need to move that out somehow. And the best way to do that is by consolidation, which requires access control. As I said, we have many users who don't trust others, and we need to have some separation between them. So, okay, for Elasticsearch, there are several solutions for this. There are, first of all, commercial plugins from Elastic itself, namely Shield. That's a product we are most interested in. This comes with XPack, and we had got an offer from Elasticsearch, but it was way too expensive for the size that we need. We also evaluated SearchGuard. Here we had, when we started looking into it, it was not yet very mature, which has changed in the meantime. But still, we have some concerns about the performance and the integration. Performance because it requires encryption between of the traffic between all the data nodes, and we are already at the limit of the performance for some of the clusters. So that's why we were looking for a different model, which ideally is a pure open source solution. And in principle, for our use cases, index level security is enough. So in particular, we don't need encryption of the traffic between the data nodes, because they are already firewalled, and so we don't need this. Okay, so that's the thing that we wanted to have. So we were looking what options we had, and we went for this model. So basically, we are using Apache proxies, as we did already in the past, and make extensive use of virtual hosts. Then we use this read-only REST plugin, which is relatively new, from Simone Scarduzio, which gives index-level security. In addition, for Kibana, we also use the own home plugin from Wataru, which was presented, I think, in the Hapix in autumn by him. And this is to separate users also Kibana-wide, so that all the different the users who are connecting to different endpoints in the same cluster get different Kibana indices. Yes, so the advantages of this solution are that it's completely open source. It has a minimal performance impact because the plugin actually only runs on the search nodes, and whenever we have to change something, we only need to restart the search nodes, which can be done in a transparent way for the users, more or less. Which is a big advantage over Shield, for example. However, since we have so many use cases, we had to do some automation. So we need to go for some, restrictions on the namings of the indices so that we can automate the creations of the rules. And the way we do it is, for example, if you are user one and you have an entry point ES user one on whatever cluster, you're allowed by default to access indices which start with user one and then whatever you want. And your Kibana index will be called Kibana user one. This way we can automate the setup. And in particular, this user one cannot access and even see the indices of the other users. That's the idea. Access is only possible via SSL, by the Apache proxies. Elasticsearch, we had to restrict the access to the REST-only interface. Java is disabled by default because there you can read only REST, does only work on the REST interface, not on the Java interface. So for Elasticsearch 5, what we offer by default, if you ask for a new cluster or for a new entry point, you will get different access points, like a Kibana, a read-write Kibana. So this one, you can configure an LDAP group and an E group at CERN who have access to this one, but they will not be able to write or create new dashboards or change your dashboards. For the Kibana read-write, you can give a different LDAP group, and people can actually create dashboards, change dashboards, and so on. Then you have the Elasticsearch REST access, which is /ES, which supports user passwords. So in this case, we agree on a username, which is again usually associated with the name of the access point. And you get a password from us with which you can authenticate and write to this endpoint. We also start to offer Kerberos, again, Kerberos read-only and Kerberos read-write access to Elasticsearch in this case. Customizations are possible, and we actually do quite a bit of customization. So some people don't want to have a read-only Kibana because they find it confusing and these kind of things. So we have some flexibility in configuring this. There are some limitations to the schema. One thing is we try to use the upstream code as far as possible and don't have to patch it. So we try to avoid patches to Kibana, for example. And for that reason, at the moment, we have to run two different Kibana instances on the search nodes, simply because Kibana requires the path to be hard-coded in its configuration file. So that could be fixed with a patch to Kibana, which we may do in the future or not, we have to see. The other thing is that the default dashboard has a similar limitation, and this is something that you can only configure on a cluster base. So if you have six use cases and two of them want to have a different entry point for Kibana, you have a problem. So this is not configurable at the moment. So that would require another Kibana patch. You have to see how to deal with that. We need some experiences on this. There's still some work in progress. So we started to deploy the ACLs and consolidate things, mainly for new use cases, which are now put on shared clusters. We hope that in the not too far future, we'll be able to free unused resources by just moving the users who are currently on their own cluster into shared resources. We still want to work a little bit more on the automation of our workflows, specifically move more stuff to Rundeck because it's just very convenient to do it. We still need to work as well a little bit on the service stability, and there we are learning our lessons, how to manage the system, which is a quite tricky thing. Another project that we are running is an anomaly detection. Maybe we'll hear more about that in one of the future hackathons. This has just started. It's a technical student is working on this. In summary, so we have set up a centralized Elasticsearch service at CERN. It's not yet official production, I should probably say, but will soon be, I hope. Using open source solution only. It's fully centrally managed with Puppet, including support from our side. Consolidation of existing resources ongoing using ACLs and the schemas I've just presented them to you. And we are learning our lessons, so we meet challenges on the way. As people start to use the clusters, we find more and more things that need tuning or, where we learn how to do things better. We also learned that a single cluster is not enough to meet all the requirements, and in particular with the high demand that we have for these clusters. And all the use cases that we have seen so far and requirements are quite, quite different. So that's all I have to say. So if you have any questions. Oh, yeah.
With commercial ACL systems coming from the product authors, is there any hope to kind of get all of your work upstreamed? I didn't quite understand how it all came together, the ACL work.
But I don't know what you're aiming at. You still have to configure the stuff, and that's where most of the work goes, right?
Okay, so all the code was already there for the ACLs. Okay. Sorry.
So we have a solution for ACLs, and we're quite happy with it for the time being. So, yes.
Yeah, I just came up with an idea. We already discussed this, but maybe you can avoid having to use SSL with SearchGuard by having the search nodes be tribe nodes, one on SearchGuard and the other one on non-SearchGuard.
Tribe nodes
maybe.
Is something we have on the roadmap, but we didn't have time yet to look into it. Yeah, maybe a good idea, yeah.
Okay, other questions? If not, let's thank our speaker again.